The tearful dragon decided to go home. He knew he'd never find a friend because he just couldn't help breathing fire. On the way to his cave, he passed a small cottage.
"Hello,"
he heard a voice call, and a little old woman hurried from the cottage towards him.
"Don't come too near,"
he warned her kindly.
"I'm a dragon. I breathe fire."
"I don't care if you're a monster from outer space," said the little old woman,
"just so long as you can help me." And she pulled the dragon through her cottage door. "With an attent ear, till I may deliver upon the witness of these gentlemen this marvel to you." Two nights together had these gentlemen, Marcellus and Barnardo, on their watch in the dead waste and middle of the night, been thus encountered. A figure like your father, armed at point exactly cap-a-pie, appears before them, and with solemn march goes slow and stately by them. Thrice he walked by their oppressed and fear-surprised eyes within his truncheon's length, whilst they, distilled almost to jelly with the act of fear, stand dumb and speak not to him. This to me in dreadful secrecy in part they did, and I with them the third night kept the watch, where, as they had delivered both in time, form of the thing, each word made true and good, the apparition comes. I knew your father. These hands are not more like.
Waiting for Godot. That was it. I'll tell you about theatres. We went in to see this thing. It was about these two tramps waiting for this mate of theirs. Well, I'm not kidding you. All this audience was sitting there waiting for him as well. I could see it straight away.
It was a modest gold watch, and this had depleted my capital to the extent that a bank statement at the commencement of our married life revealed the sum of 25 shillings standing to my credit. Admittedly, I was a partner now, but when you start from scratch, it takes a long time to get your head above water. But we did need the essentials, like a table, chairs, cutlery, crockery, the odd rug and carpet, and Helen and I decided that it would be most sensible to pick up these things at house sales.